Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Today, a 500-page executive summary of the Senate Intelligence Committee's five-and-a-half-year review of the CIA's detention and interrogation program is being released publicly. It shows that the CIA's actions a decade ago are a stain on our value and on our history. The release of this 500-page summary cannot remove that stain, but it can and does say to our people and the world that America is big enough to admit when it's wrong and confident enough to learn from its mistakes.
Dianne Feinstein, guilty! John McCain, guilty! This is what you call a limited hangout to deflect from the Gruber apologizing for his comments. We're going to get to that in a moment. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Maybe hey, I wonder, do you think OxyClean might take out that stain?
Oh, that was a nasty stain. Anything related to Dianne Feinstein and Senator McCain is a, you know, McCain.
I mean, look, I'm not making light of what it is that was revealed in the report, but
no, I'm disgusted. There's no way to make light of it. It's Dianne Feinstein and John McCainstein.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with here. And if you read this report, again, welcome. We got lots to do today. There's a big thing for the Organic Consumers Association is descending onto Capitol Hill tomorrow morning. And if you haven't gotten word about it, wind of it, then go to robertscottbell.com right now. Link up. You may want to participate, support it, absolutely, because they're trying to pass a bill to block the states from enacting their own legislation regarding labeling or you know, whatever you want to do about GMOs. So we're going to get to that. We've got somebody from the Organic Consumers Association joining us a little later in the show. Her name is Catherine Paul. Stand by for that. 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com for all of the links. First and foremost, again, the CIA limited hangout. This is nothing more than, yes, we're going to admit something went on because there's something else we don't want you to really pay attention to, and that is that we passed Obamacare through deception.
Right.
We had to lie. We had to obfuscate. We had to confuse. We had to say it was a tax when it wasn't. We had to say it was a fine when it wasn't. And, of course, Gruber representing the actual beliefs of the elites, which may not be too far from accurate. We'll get to that in a moment. But, you know, we have McCain. Is this McCain talking about torture? Was this a recent thing?
Was today, him reacting to the report. And, you know, I mean, listen, John McCain, he's the POW up on the hill.
Right.
And he's been obviously outspoken about torture. He was very outspoken back then when this was going on.
Where was he actually putting his foot down and protesting every day, you know, for this going on? Because he was informed about this. According to this release, McCain knew, Feinstein knew. Maybe Bush didn't know.
Yeah. Right.
Bush, no, we don't want to let him know. But certainly Cheney knew. And
right.
Here's McCain talking about torture. He was a POW. I don't know why he's such a warmonger, along with Dianne Feinstein, But that's for something to decide when he passes from this plane, I suppose. But let's hear from McCain right now.
I have long believed some of these practices amounted to torture, as a reasonable person would define it, especially, but not only, the practice of waterboarding, which is a mock execution and an exquisite form of torture. Its use was shameful and unnecessary, and contrary to assertions made by some of its defenders, and as the committee's report makes clear, it produced little useful intelligence to help us track down the perpetrators of 9/11 or prevent new attacks and atrocities.
See, he can talk good on torture, but then he wants us in a 100 years war to never end.
Yeah, just don't torture anybody.
Gross inconsistency. And you want to talk about gross inconsistency? It's Obama and Obama loyalists like Dianne Feinstein. You know, wanting to say, oh, it's all the Bush administration's fault. Listen, we were outspoken in opposition to the Bush policies in the early 2000s. That's not new for us. But the reality is they're utilizing this to say, look what they did under Bush. Look at the torture. Which is awful, Feinstein, because you had the ability to shout out a hell of a lot louder than you did, as could have McCain, to do something about it. And now they're ignoring the fact, inconvenient fact that it is, that your commander-in-chief, Obama, and now somebody's going to call me a racist because I say he's not mine, but no, I do not support the droning of innocent civilians. Oh, and I know, oh, it's not the intention. And you got Hanny Pie out there talking about, well, it's the casualties of war, it's the collateral damage. He's anti-abortion here at home, but pro-abortion overseas.
Who's Hanny Pie? Oh, Hannity.
Sean Hannity.
Hannity.
Yeah.
Oh, Hanny Pie.
He was ticking me off today with his commentary on this. Because, as they said, I find it wholly inconsistent, or unholy and inconsistent, that anybody would be promoting of life, pro-life supposedly, against the taking of unborn life, and yet before it when it's overseas via drone or via bombing. I find that absolutely disgusting. And so it's an equal opportunity moment on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have those from time to time where we've got people on the so-called political left and people on the so-called political right equally wrong. But actually, it happens a lot. We just happen to be able to point it out.
We are equal opportunity, for sure.
Yeah, and you know, this whole thing about CIA torture, come on, you don't even know what the CIA... The CIA was helpful in what? Producing psychiatric drugs all those decades ago that are now out and unleashed on the public. Much of the drug war designed for black ops funding of illicit, illegal, unconstitutional espionage-type activities. Now, it's one thing to defend the Constitution, the people. It's a whole other thing when you're doing it claiming to do it, but in fact you are doing espionage for multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all these United States and the people of it, not that there are many people of it anymore, because we the people has become we the corporation. And so all of these illicit and illegal wars and bombing campaigns and occupations, if they ever were about protecting America, very few instances where they're actually done constitutionally. I don't believe that Congress has actually, according to the Constitution, declared a war since after World War II. And even that, you could argue we were brought into that under false pretense because FDR knew and wanted something to happen in Pearl Harbor. There's enough historical revelations about what FDR knew before Pearl Harbor was attacked, because he knew the American people did not want to enter into another global conflagration. The only way was to have them be attacked. Concept of false flag, maybe it was a real flag, but the false flag part of it is like, well, we let our guard down. Let them in, then people will be outraged, we'll join. This is how it's played, and the people are cannon fodder. The claim by your politicians, left or right, particularly in this case right, that you know you want to protect the life of unborn children, goes out the window when it comes to unborn children in different parts of the world. Happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time? Sorry. Sorry. No, I am. You know what I'm sorry? I'm sorry that the American people have put up with this garbage. And you know, getting into the Gruber thing, he called Americans stupid. This was the guy that's supposedly one of the experts to design Obamacare or help get it put through. He's, you know, in the think tanks and doing his thing, this Gruber guy. You want to go back? Well, let's go back and hear what he had to say. And let's see if he was accurate, inaccurate, semi-accurate, or what about the Americans being stupid. Is that the case? Let's find out.
What if we instead just levy this 40% tax on the insurance companies that sell these terrible expensive Cadillac plans? We said, well, that's pretty much the same thing. So why does it matter? But you'll see. And they're posted in that tax. The American voter is too stupid to understand the difference.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
Lack of transparency, critical for political expediency. And then the guy goes on to Capitol Hill and says, oh, no, I was mistaken about everything. That was really bad of me to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just profusely apologizing, would not, you know, answer a straight question as to whether he believed what he said at the time, numerous times, all the while playing the Americans for fools and just acknowledging that they are fools. Now, am I going to go so far as to agree with him and say the American people are stupid? Not necessarily. Naive? Maybe. Naive? Maybe. Doesn't mean that everybody was. There were many people that opposed this. But then again, those that want to claim to help the people are not helping the people. They're helping themselves to your earnings. They're helping the corporations to do what they're doing, the bidding of what? Well, the politicians are doing their bidding because of all the money going in there. And it's not as easy as, oh, well, let's get money out of politics. Sorry, ain't going to happen until you reduce or remove the power from the politicians. Then there's no interest. There's no economic interest to go after the politicians. Let's hear about Gruber's apology. Do you think he's sincere? He did this today in Congress.
I'd like to begin by apologizing sincerely for the offending comments that I've made. In some cases, I made uninformed and glib comments about the political process behind health care reform. I'm not an expert on politics, and my tone implied I was, which is wrong. In other cases, I simply made mean and insulting comments which are uncalled for in any context. I sincerely apologize for conjecturing with the tone of expertise and for doing so in such a disparaging fashion. It's never appropriate to make oneself seem more important or smarter by demeaning others. I knew better. I know better. I'm embarrassed and I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, you believe that? Not buying it. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. He's probably on a statin drug. McCain's on statin drugs. I'm sure that Feinstein must be. Or else, what other excuse do they have for doing what they do? They're going to play ignorant? No excuses at this point. And, of course, you have the power not only to heal, but the power to withdraw your consent. 866-939-2355. You want to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show this evening? We've got statin news. It's a shocking bit of news. What if statins were supplements? Ponder that.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Some of you may be asking, what are we fighting for? Don't you know, silly, we're fighting for Merck and GSK and Pfizer. And you name the big pharma conglomerate. We're fighting for them, folks. We got to get those markets increased. We got to get more people on vaccines and drugs. We pretty much maxed out America. The American people are trying to leave it. And the only hope there is for big pharma to keep it up, to keep it going, is to keep us on statins, on statin drugs. Again, explains John McCain, may explain Feinstein and others. The cholesterol-reducing medication, from which there is no science to prescribe it. And there's no basis for prescribing it unless you want to kill somebody, unless you want to make them stupid, unless you want to give them Alzheimer's, unless you want to give them muscle weakness, unless you want to elicit congestive heart failure. Unless you want to give them erectile dysfunction, then yes, you've got reasons to prescribe statin drugs. As I've said, ponder this. If a statin drug were a dietary supplement, what would happen? It would have come to market, and the very next day, if not the next week, it would have been pulled from the market. Based on the innumerable side effects that are direct effects of the drug that they don't like. We talked a little bit about this with Dr. Bitar last night when we did some advanced medicine. The focal point is a specific enzyme in the production of cholesterol. This is your precursor for your sex hormones, testosterone, progesterone, estrogen. It attacks coenzyme Q10, eliminates that from the mitochondria, so energy production and utilization, gone, on the way out. It's a wonder drug. If you're a drug company and an allopathic doctor, because you will then have 10 other reasons to prescribe 10 to 15 to 20 other drugs to manage all of the symptoms that are caused by the cholesterol-lowering medications, for which, again, there was no reason to do so, because cholesterol does not cause heart disease. It does not cause heart attacks. And in this article just coming out through our friends at Health Impact News, 36,605 reports of brain dysfunction.
That's all?
That's all. Just brain dysfunction. We're not talking about all the other things I mentioned. Just brain dysfunction. Statins cause brain dysfunction. How many of you know someone who is on a statin? If you are on a statin, please find a way off of a statin. And it's not like there's a rebound effect, like with certain psychiatric drugs where you're going to go nuts. You're going to be healthier off of those things. Just imagine these adverse drug reactions from statin. Remember, we actually interviewed on the Robert Scott Bell Show many years ago, Dwayne Graveling. He was an astronaut. He's a medical doctor. And he wrote a book called Lipitor, Thief of Memory. We actually had him on at the Soho Show, of all things, that we were at just the other day. He was at that many years ago. I was able to interview him. He was wearing his NASA suit and everything. It was kind of cool. Brain function. You want to hear what some of the things included? Memory impairment. Transient cases of global amnesia, confusion, paranoia, disorientation, depression, dementia. All related to statin use. Doesn't that sound like John McCain? Sounds a little bit like Lindsey Graham, too, while I'm at it. And this number is thought to represent only 1 to 10% of the true number of cases of adverse reactions. And again, this is just one category of adverse reactions to this drug.
That's scary drugs. If you think about it. If it's only between 1 and 10%, then the real number's outrageous.
Yeah, and listen, we know mercury, aluminum, heavy metals, toxic heavy metals, and their impact on brain and neurological function leading to Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases. But how many of them are exacerbated by the fact that these people are also on statin drugs, reducing the very necessary fat, cholesterol, whose prime area of inhabitants is your brain, produced by your liver, and very minimally impacted by eating cholesterol-laden foods, which they always forget to tell you that. Try eating a high cholesterol diet and see how much it impacts your cholesterol levels. Not that significantly. It's mostly coming from the liver. And, of course, the statins kill your liver. And the FDA has never met a drug that didn't kill your liver, ultimately, that it didn't like, that it didn't approve. Or after it approved, it was too obvious, maybe they would pull it off the market like, what, Vioxx. This is an incredible country, isn't it? Oh, America, what a country. Yeah, you can tell I'm not pleased right now. Not very pleased at all. Limited hangout on the CIA, trying to distract you from Gruber, acknowledging what the elites really believe about you, that you're stupid. Well, maybe your Congress critters are, but are you? If you keep trying to vote them in or out, perhaps an argument could be made. And you can argue with me tonight right now if you'd like to at 866-939-2355. I will try to bring the vitamin L to that argument. That's love, L-O-V-E, something that is sorely lacking in the swampland reclaimed for something called Washington, D.C. All right, EMF dangers coming up. We already did die fall.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, I'm feeling better tonight, can't you tell? Recovered just in time to go to Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. You know, it'd be more fun if I gambled, but I don't. Maybe we'll get to see a show. Is Barry Manilow playing there, Vegas, Superdome?
I'm not familiar with his touring schedule, but I'll
look. Dude, you're falling down. You were head of the fan club. Come on.
I was never head of the fan club. Jeez Louise.
Why?
I just like Barry. I just do. It's not like I listen to him every day like you listen to Neil Diamond.
Every day. Neil Diamond does.
Okay, all right. Let's be honest.
Neil Diamond does Metallica.
Do you listen to Neil Diamond at least once a week?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Okay, all right, all right.
But that's not every day, but if it was, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's well, okay. Right. It's all right. I don't
know
you've
got his face tattooed on your butt, so it's all right.
I do. Wait, let me look. I do not. Do not.
Actually, you'd be like, how would you know, Don? Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Right. When were you looking?
Yeah.
It's getting a little weird here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-2355. If you want to be part of that weirdness, that's all you have to do. Pick up the phone and call. We're live 7 to 9 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on GCN, Genesis Communications, and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com. And then rebroadcast all over the place. We've got a special guest from the Organic Consumers Association going to join us next hour to talk about what you can do to put a halt to the Fed's unconstitutional overreach and limiting the states making their own rules regarding the labeling of genetic modifications and abominations. So stick around for that for sure. That's going to be a fascinating discussion. We're going to learn a lot. And right now we're going to learn a lot about, well, we mentioned DiFi. That's the name for Dianne Feinstein. DiFi, you think DiFi is dangerous? Try Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi. How Wi-Fi and other electromagnetic fields cause biological harm. We've got a link up through the show notes at robertscoutbell.com, and if that link's not working, I'll reactivate it. But we are living in an EM field soup, far different than the normal, let's say, Earth-created EM fields, right? We're talking about technology. All kinds of pulses, radio frequencies, computer screens, wireless signals, wearing these things, super phones. Now even the peer-reviewed literature drawing conclusions that, what you probably have been suspicious about, you know, links to cancer or other ailments or illnesses. And I've kept my kids away from these phones. I still have. My daughter's too young, I believe. I see kids with these super phones. So I'm just like, yeah, I don't like it. We turn off the Wi-Fi at night. I encourage you all to do so. It's a little effort. Maybe it's a matter of unplugging it, or maybe you just tell it to stop the Wi-Fi signal, but to minimize the exposure. It's just like I say with a diet, eat organic, and if you don't, eat one thing organic. That's better than zero things. If you can do two or three, that's better than one or two, right? Every step toward that elusive 100% goal, which no one can attain anymore because even the organic food is not as clean as it once was. And that's the point of living in an EM-filled world, artificial EM fields. There's almost nowhere you can go to escape it totally. Of course, when you get out into the ocean or you go out into the mountains and the wilderness, you can kind of feel a sense of... Super Don, are you sensitive to these things? Do you know when you're in a strong EM-disrupted field, or are you like you barrel through it like a tank?
Yeah, I'm like Iron Man, Eddie. I don't really. But here's the thing, okay? Mm-hmm. To be objective,
sure.
I'm surrounded by it all the time. So how I feel, mm-hmm. I might think is normal,
right?
But may not be if I, because listen, when I take a, which happens once in a very great while. And I just completely unplug, and I go, say, spend a week out at the beach or something like that. Do I feel different than when I am, sitting in the studio surrounded by stuff? I do. Right. So maybe that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, we might have to do that, like, between Christmas and New Year's or something.
Would be nice, wouldn't it?
An unplug, huh? We never do that. But, yeah, I think it's similar to me. I'm in these EM fields, being on radio, surrounded by equipment all of the time. And I don't feel good about it. I feel better when I'm out exercising outdoors. I know that, and I am sensitive. I'm not as sensitive as my wife, for instance. I mean, she can't even hold a phone up to her head. It hurts. I mean, literally. And I can sense, and I can feel the heat. I can feel the, and I don't like to do that. That's why I'll either have it on speaker or I'll have some kind of headphone that kind of minimizes the intensity. I won't wear Bluetooth. But here we have a prominent neuroscientist recently going on the record in a lecture to the medical community, giving strong credence to the concerns of all of us. A world-renowned biochemist went as far as to say that wireless radiation is a biohazard and should be abolished in certain settings. A British ER physician and founder of Physicians Health Initiative for Radiation and the Environment, Dr. Erica Mallory Blythe, analyzed the exponential growth of damaging sources of EMFs, damaging to all life, as life should be or could be defined as anything that possesses an EM field, because we all have our own EM fields. And just like Royal Raymond Rife discovered that, he can create or generate energies that were supportive of life or destructive of life. The concept of, you know, hitting the right note and the glass shatters. And you could do that with, for instance, pathogenic bacteria, for instance. And you could eradicate infection through vibration, through EM fields, in a sense. So you can use it for good, certainly. But a lot of this is not being used for good. It's just being used for convenience and for profit. And we're not doing what we can and should do to defend ourselves if we have to live in that environment. And that's why, you know, one of my daily go-tos, and Superdon, I hope you still have some, because I know occasionally we'll send you a care package. Like, do you still have King Bio EMF Detox?
I do.
Good. This is a homeopathic medicine designed to, it doesn't stop or blight. People say, well, is it a blocked EM field? No. You're dealing with the EM field. But what is the result of the EM field? It's certain things that we know that are occurring to your cells. And these homeopathic medicines help to counteract it, help to heal the cells, to normalize them in spite of the negative attention they're receiving from these negative EM fields. So there's a lot going on here, including cancer. But again, we come back to whole food nutrition, extra selenium, extra chromium, extra silica, talking about physiological or physical integrity, right? Everything we can do to counter it, and every once in a while unplugging, which is not easy to do in this world anymore. But we will eventually have it unplugged for us because this won't be sustainable forever. We know that. But it's a good idea to take proactive steps to kind of, how would you say, unplug from it. It's the best way to say it. I don't know of another way to say it. Maybe you have something. But
no, that works.
Yeah. If you've got a strategy to deal with EM fields that I don't know about, and I'm sure there are things I don't know about, please let me know. You can put up your questions or comments at robertscottbell.com or call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I'm looking for this story on the FDA's technology to help manage diabetes. You see this? Because it's interesting. At the same time, you know, the FDA won't pull statin drugs from the market, no matter how much damage they do. And, you know, they won't seem to acknowledge the danger of these cell phones and all the EM field disruption that we have. They will promote the use of technology to manage diabetes.
Yeah, well, you know, it is technology that man thinks is going to outcreate what God or whoever you give credit to did originally, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that the CBD, just as I'm thinking of another thing, we know working with the brain, the nervous system as well, the cannabidiol could be a daily use, even if you're not high-strung type A. I tend to try to get a couple of squirts at least a day of the CBD that I get from hemp meds.
Well, in this particular case, they're not talking about CBD. They're talking about how insulin pumps and glucose monitors will assist people with blood sugar management.
But it's managing the disease, isn't it? I mean, that's all it is.
That is the key word you have to take away from this. I mean, they just right out off of the gate, they say technology can ease some of the burden of managing diabetes.
Once again, you're turning people into machines. And I'm guilty of this, too. I have a smartphone. I utilize it on the road especially. And, you know, you try to unplug once in a while. My gosh, hug a tree, you know. All right, Robert said to hug a tree. He's a tree hugger. I'm telling you, you know what I mean? Just somehow get out away from something that has to be plugged into nature, I guess you could say.
Well, and listen, are they getting EMF, from these things? Yeah, maybe a little bit. But really, you know, outside of that, you know, when they say, well, you should use these to help manage your diabetes, that to me is what kind of, you know, shocked me. Of course, it shouldn't have. We're talking about the FDA, but
sure.
I mean, that's their focus. It's about managing
disease and also facilitating the creation of diabetes through many ignorant, let's say, focal points of not paying attention to what's really going on, like the demineralization of the food supply and the people who consume the food that has no minerals in it, particularly the loss of the GTF chromium we've talked about. There's also, as you said, the technology of these insulin pumps. It's very real. You know, you're glad something that can save your life, sure, but is that really ultimately the way to go? There's even a technology that talks about putting like a feeding tube through your nose and basically force feeding you like an 800-calorie ketogenic diet, just some fat and protein, no carbs at all, And, of course, you can lose weight doing that. There's no question about that. They say you can only drink water, tea, or black coffee while you're on this thing. And, of course, yeah. what is it doing? It's like a crash, you know, machine intervention. Stop you from doing what you're designed to do. Of course, we're not going to get you on good food. We're just going to feed you some kind of liquid paste through a tube in your nose.
That's the answer, and that's what they're saying here. Oh, we've discovered the answer for diabetes. Mm-hmm. It's the feeding tube diet. What?
Right. And then they always say, well, it's obesity that causes it. No, it's a lack of minerals. It's the devastation to the immune system. It's the vaccines creating autoimmunity and destruction of pancreatic integrity as well in the case of type 1.
What would you rather do, chromium or have a tube shoved up your nose into your throat?
Yeah.
Mm.
I know. Oh, look at this. We got a Twitter back on one of our things that I was upset about. Nick is saying the top takeaway is war is ugly, and this happens on all sides. Americans are neither naive or ignorant of what happens in war. I disagree. I think they are largely ignorant. I mean, the media shields the harsh realities of war. They don't even want to show our boys and girls coming back in body bags anymore. Just a side note on that as we were talking about the war stuff. Listen, we got more to do, including rocket-propelled porta-potties. Why? What are they going to use them for?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
All right, before we go to the phones and rocket-propelled porta-potties, just real quick, Dr. Evil, you know Dr. Gruber, you know, was telling the truth, right? He has a degree. He's not stupid. He's smart. He was telling the truth when he was apologizing, was he not?
Right.
So that's what I thought. All right. Well, with that, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com is the place to be for the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we have a call coming in. Hank's calling in from Texas on the statin drug story. Hank, I hope you're not on a statin drug.
Well, actually, it's Hillbilly Hank's my name.
Hillbilly Hank. Oh, yeah, we love Hillbilly Hank.
Hank?
Yeah, he's Hank.
Is that like Hank Hill from...
I think it is.
King of the Hill?
You know, if you, Dan and Richard, if you don't mind, I'm going to talk here.
Okay,
Dan
go ahead.
Richard.
I don't know, but go ahead, Hank.
Look, you were saying before the break that statins kill the liver. Well, you know what? I beg to differ with you. I've been on statins for 15 years. My first liver was just fine, and so was my second one. And my third one, which I'm on now, is doing just great.
The third 15, time's the term.
Years. Yeah. 15 is plural. It should be plural. Years.
Well, no, he's on statin, so it's okay. He can lose the S.
Forgot the S. Okay.
And one more thing, Richard, before I go, and I'll
it's Robert.
Hang
up. It's Robert, yes.
Whatever. I attribute my advanced mental capacity and my vocabulary skills to excessive aluminum and formaldehyde and mercury when I was a kid with the vaccine. So you're wrong there again. Your dad burned wrong. And I got four words for you, Richard.
Robert,
medical condition, blood sugar.
That's right. I think that Hank is a long time
that
listener to Robert
words.
Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
That was three words, I think. But we won't want to pick on Hank. He's a hillbilly. And he's probably a really nice guy. Unfortunately, he's gone through three livers because statins are good for the liver, as he, in fact, absolutely proved. You know, you're not
What's
supposed to be on the show. You're not supposed to be on the show until tomorrow.
For Don? You know,
that is Hank Hill.
It is.
That's
Hank
Hill.
There's
a
theme music.
Yeah. Hank Hill was there from Texas. Hey, you know, TMB, you weren't supposed to be on the show. In fact, we could have used you last night. Where were you? When we were exhausted, and of course, Dr. Batar was losing his voice, but there was no TMB to be found.
I just got your Skype, actually, RSB, this morning that you needed me last night. And had I been online, I would have called in, but I didn't realize that till today. And I figured that, you know, being that it wasn't until morning is probably a little bit too late.
I thought you had abandoned me since we had you on the Joyce Riley show yesterday morning. You said, enough is enough, but not for us. We had to do 5 full hours of radio yesterday.
You know, no, that was actually a good time doing Joyce's show. She has a really good audience. That was fun doing that. I hope that you get to host that again in the future.
Yeah, that'd be great. And just for that, I'm going to make you host tomorrow's show. I'm not even going to show up for work.
Oh, no, 2 hours?
Wow.
2 whole hours of TMB and Super D.
Well, I tell you what, Richard.
It's Robert.
Me and Super Dan can sure hold down a fort.
Don, it's Super Don.
Whatever.
Don't whatever. There's no whatever. Hey, are you guys ready? Because you're going to have to put something really good together. I mean, I'm going to be on the way to Vegas for the A4M conference, and we'll be back reporting live on Thursday and Friday, of course, from there. But tomorrow's a big day for you guys.
I think what we should do, we'll just spend the 2 hours talking wrestling.
Well, you know, we can definitely do that. We can do a 1 hour of wrestling, and then the other hour, I thought we'd just do like a roast of Robert Scott Bell while he's not there.
You know what?
That might be kind of fun.
No, he's already... Listen, Super Don's already saying I have, like, Neil Diamond tattooed to my butt, which I don't, but, I mean, that's the kind of abuse I'm already taking tonight. What did I do? I don't know. I showed up.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great idea, Ty. We'll talk after the show.
Oh, no. Maybe there's a Matt, there's a rerun tomorrow. No, outside the box, Ty Bollinger. Do you have any guests scheduled for tomorrow? Who knows? It'll just be a surprise.
Well, you know, other than Hillbilly Hank, I'm not sure who else we're going to have on the show.
Okay. Well, we have Catherine Paul coming up from the Organic Consumers Association talking about the DARK Act. They're basically denying your right to know about what's in your food, right? On the federal level, they want to pass legislation that restricts the states, in violation of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, from making their own laws about GMO foods and labeling. So stick around for that. TMB and Hillbilly Hank, thanks for calling in and making me laugh.
You're welcome, Richard, anytime.
It's Robert.
Whatever.
All right, guys and girls. You can do what Hillbilly Hank just did. You can call in. It's not too dangerous. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Get ready. Find out what's in your food. Or can we do better? Can we ban them? Coming up after the break. The power to heal is still yours, though. Thanks, Hillbilly Hank. Whatever.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Way is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Way is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Way is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.